Podcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect from the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. And we got some power going on with Dave Slade, who's visiting with us today about the men's Bible study starting September 12th, Thursday at 6:30 a.m. in the Hub. Dave, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Great to be here, Jim. Thank you.
You've been teaching that Bible study here for a few years. What's the topic this year?
The topic this year, well, this fall semester, because we change, we'll have a different topic in spring, but the fall semester will be on the Holy Spirit.
I had a special time with Brian Nixon a couple days ago talking about the Holy Spirit.
Oh, is that right?
And, all the Bible questions that people would ask. And
right.
Tell me how the study is structured, Dave. Do you need to have a special theological perspective to join the study, or can you be...
Oh, goodness, no. You just have a willingness to show up and be there. The study is structured where we have four different teachers, and we teach for about 30 minutes, and then we break up into small groups where the men basically will answer a set of questions, and that's where, I would say that's where the magic happens, that's where the spiritual growth happens, is in these small groups where the men can connect. They go to the same groups all the time, and then they're able to really work on whatever the Lord has put on their heart.
Dave, do you find that men in general are resistant to this kind of fellowship?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's kind of just a part of being a man. Men are private. We work too much, and sometimes we look at getting together with a fellowship, whether it's on the week or the weekend, is just, hey, I need rest, and I don't need one more thing on my plate. That, I think, combined with the fact that men in general don't like, really have a hard time, I think, sometimes making connections. Women, I think, are easier at it, but I think it comes a little harder for men. But what I have seen is once we get together as a group, and there's about, I think we start off with 40 to 50 in this group, and then we probably end up with right around 30 by the end of the year. But some very strong connections are made, and some incredible things have happened in the last 5 years that I've been teaching the study.
Dave, would you say that when you were younger in your faith that you might have resembled the man you described?
Oh, certainly.
Not wanting to fit right into...
Certainly, certainly, in being very guarded about what I would share with people. Rather than understanding that when you and I don't talk about sharing something intimate in your life with everybody, but with a few brothers where you could open up and share with them, that God designed us that way for us to be able to help each other. And if you don't reach out, if you don't open up and tell people what some of the things that you're struggling with, then they're not going to know how to pray for you.
Right.
And likewise, what you find out when you do that is the other guys have the same kind of problems.
Yeah. Amen. Dave Slade in studio with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect, talking about the new fall Calvary Albuquerque Bible study. It begins September 12th, 6:30 a.m. in the Hub, which is on the north side of the main building on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. And they can go to calvaryabq.org, and they can find out information about the Bible study. And we are... You're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit. What kinds of things do people need to know about the Holy Spirit, Dave?
Well, the Holy Spirit is really the forgotten God. We know a lot about the Father. We know a lot about the Son. But we don't know that much about the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the part of the Trinity that gives us power to be able to live in a world that is very fallen. And the Holy Spirit is the one that gives us joy. The Holy Spirit is the one that gives us wisdom. The Holy Spirit is the one that gives us hope. The Holy Spirit is the one that helps us to be able to fulfill our God-given purpose. And too often we neglect building a relationship with the Holy Spirit, because sometimes we think of the Holy Spirit as just a spirit and some essence and not a real person of the Trinity. But the Holy Spirit is a person. We know that.
Do you cover any controversial topics? I mean, I know when you start talking about the Holy Spirit, a lot of people start talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, various ideas about different things. Do you cover all of that? Do you limit anybody in terms of how they think about it?
We are going to be using two books. One is Chuck Smith's Living Water. This one is recommended by Pastor Skip. And the other one is The Forgotten God by Francis Chan. And I would say that if there's anything controversial about it, I believe, and Scripture supports, that the gifts of the Holy Spirit are alive mm-hmm. today. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, they're not alive in a lot of churches, but they are alive in some churches and in some people's walk. And when you look at somebody that has been able to do incredible things in ministry-wise in their life, there's always going to be evidence that they did that with the power of the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus said, you know, you can do all things through him. And he left his spirit. The Holy Spirit came after he left. But without him, you can do nothing.
The Holy Spirit is absolutely a helper. Dave Slade in studio with me this afternoon on ABQ Connect. We're talking about the men's Bible study at Calvary Albuquerque beginning here September 12th. That's Thursday, 6:30 a.m. in the morning. And we're going to talk more about the topic of the Holy Spirit. Of course, those of you who were listening a couple days ago heard Pastor Brian Nixon of Calvary Albuquerque talking about basic Bible questions about the Holy Spirit. So Dave's going to be with us one more segment. We'll be right back on ABQ Connect. Stay with us.
Change is inevitable, like the weather. Is your home's heating system running? Remove dampener, check filter, inspect compartments. Wait, I might have to get up on the roof for all this? Inspect heat changer, shut down furnace, properly clean flame sensor. Wait, how do I do that again? Turn on gas valve and check for leaks. Wait, slow down. Gas leaks? Check pilot assembly tubes. Verify blower compartment door is closed. Ready or not, change is coming. When it does, call Bosque Heating and Cooling at 444-7200. That's 444-7200. We'd love to help.
G'day to you. It's Joel and Luke here from the band for King Country with some thrilling news.
This fall, we'd like to personally invite you to Burn the Ships of the World Tour in Albuquerque, New Mexico on October 19th at Tingley Coliseum.
It's going to be quite a night of music and stories. It's just going to be you and us. We'll be taking the stage at the top of the show. And in honor of Burn the Ships, the production design will be inspired by the bow of a ship, making it the most elaborate but intimate night you've experienced with us yet.
And we'll also be playing more music than ever before. Every song from our latest album, as well as many of your favorites, such as Fix My Eyes and Priceless. Fix my eyes.
So we cannot wait to embark on this voyage with you.
Join us October 19th at Tingley Coliseum. Reserve your seats right now at forkeyandcountry.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
The men's Bible study at Calvary Albuquerque begins September 12th, 6:30 a.m., so you got to get up early to go study the Word with Dave Slade.
You do. I get up at 4 o'clock and go back over my notes and prepare. The teachers that teach there spend quite a bit of time covering the material. And just like Skip has always said, you know, if I'm going to take an hour of your time or 45 minutes of your time, then I want to make sure that I prepare well for it. So that I don't waste your time.
Well, Dave, you're an author. You've written several books, and yep. We've talked about them on air, talked about the one you're working on right now.
Right.
As good as your books are, how is the Bible different from something that Dave Slade would write?
Oh, that's a great question, Jim. You know, as an author, I've got a special, I think, ability to be able to read a book and say, that's a great book, but a man wrote that book. And even the greatest philosophers, when I was younger, I used to study philosophy a lot. There's such a difference between the greatest wisdom of man and the wisdom of God. And when you read the Bible, no man could have written it. Only the inspiration of God could have produced the Bible. It is absolutely unique in history, of literature. It is the best-selling book ever written by miles. And when you look at and study other books, some of the other religious books that have been written out there, for example, the Quran, it speaks volumes about the fact that it was not inspired by God. It was written by a man. Now, it may have been inspired by a fallen angel, because that obviously that's the way Muhammad said he received the Quran. But my point is that there's a huge difference between the two.
Why is it important for us to study it?
Well, the Bible, as it says in Scripture, that it is given to us for inspiration and for direction, for correction, for all the things that you need in your life. As Skip has often said, it's the driver's manual. If you want to learn how to drive your car, if you want to learn how to live your life, study the Bible. And if you follow what the Bible tells you, you'll have a great life. That doesn't mean you'll have a life without difficulty, but you'll have a great life.
Dave, always point people in the direction of Hebrews, where it says, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. What does that mean? Are the words actually kind of magic, if you will?
You know, when you read, what's so interesting is sometimes I've read one particular scripture many, many times, and then all of a sudden that scripture comes alive to me, and it pierces my heart. And remember that the disciples that walked with Jesus on the road to Emmaus said that his words pierced them. Mm-hmm. And that's what the scripture can do. A book can't do that, written by man, but scripture is able to pierce our hearts right down to the marrow, is what the scripture said. That's what the word of God can do. And it speaks to us in a way that God, wants us to be able to understand and hear him, and it's transformational.
Dave, I know publicly you do a lot of advertising here on KNKT for your real estate company, obviously very successful in that business, been doing it a long time. You've actually formed a couple different companies, Metro back in the day, and now Dave Slade and Associates. You're working now in commercial real estate. It sounds like Dave Slade's life has always been pretty perfect.
No, not. Hey, Jim. I got to be careful what I share off air with you. No, not by a long stretch. You know, I fell away from the Lord. I got saved when I was 19 years old. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that I had a call in my life at that time to be a pastor. But I was troubled. I didn't want to go to divinity school unless I was 100% sure. So I wasn't. So I dropped out of college. I went to work for my dad for 3.5 years up in Farmington. That was kind of my purgatory. And I realized at the time that I wasn't cut out for the type of work that he did, and went back to school, became a newspaper reporter. But I went through a divorce early on, and I was very angry with God over that. And I remember saying early on, I was only 24 years old, well, I did it your way, I'm going to do it my way, Lord. And my way was a disaster. And even though it met with success early on in terms of the success with building companies, the end result was absolutely a disaster. And in 1993, I remember coming forward, there were several pastors at the front of Calvary, and just breaking down and weeping because I was at a point in my life where everything I had tried had failed. And I needed God desperately. And I remember saying in my heart, I don't ever want to be here again. But thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. And I don't ever want to be in a point where I don't have a relationship with you.
So Dave Slade is no longer self-condemned. He's no longer condemned by God. Maybe there was some consequences, tough stuff that you had to go through.
Definitely.
Earthly consequences. But you're freed up now, my friend.
Yes,
and you're
absolutely
teaching a Bible study, and you're trying to encourage other men. Why did you choose to do that?
You know, I have taught Bible studies on and off for about the last 15 years. Mm-hmm. But men, Daniel Gayor and I got together about 5 years ago and decided to form this Bible study. I believe in men. I think men are the neglected ministry of most churches. I really do. And the ironic thing about it is the man is called to be the spiritual leader. And yet the spiritual leader is often the one that has the least attention by the church. And it should be the other way around. So much is devoted to women, and that's great, and I agree with all of that. But don't neglect the man. The man is the spiritual head of the family. And let's face it, he carries big burdens today.
I think, Dave, that maybe one of the reasons the church doesn't spend as much time with men is because it is, as we've already talked about, more difficult to get men to participate.
That's true, but there are churches like Camelback out in California that got thousands and thousands of men in their fellowship.
Well, I've been spending some time with some people, you know, like Dennis Popper. He's part of the Bringing Back Promise Keepers and that national movement that many of us were involved with, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of other men's ministries that we're starting. I know Brian Allred, who I've had on the program, and he's coming up on a number of future shows talking about how men are involved with praying across America, praying across New Mexico, and a lot of women praying too.
Yes.
Talking about things that, you know, your wife Holly's been on the program a number of times talking about feeding New Mexico kids.
Yes,
and she's got a bunch of men that are starting to come alongside and try to help her along with women. So men and women are starting to come together and serving the public. And this is not with the intention of bringing proselytizing. This is just meeting the physical and emotional needs of people. And then if we have a chance to share our faith, we do so. But that's what I'm amazed at is the sacrifice and the commitment that Christians are making just to people in general to love them.
Yeah. And I think it's so important because I think people are really hurting today, Jim. You know, we live in the United States right now. The rates of anxiety and depression and suicide are higher than they've ever been, particularly among young people. And in a land of plenty, and more than enough, people are desperate for hope. How is that?
Amen. So, Dave Slade, thanks for joining us today on
ABQ
Connect.
Oh, my pleasure, Jim. It was great to see you.
Men's Bible Study, Calvary Albuquerque, beginning at 6:30 a.m. in the Hub on the north side of the Calvary campus here, the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Now, I have to say that clearly because we have now have a west side campus as well.
Yeah.
Dave Slade will be leading a Bible study on the Holy Spirit, so we absolutely pray that'll go wonderfully
Thank you.
Hope a lot of people will be attending, and we'll get you back on to see how it's going here in a few
weeks.
Thank
you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Dave, thank you for joining us. We'll be back with Matthew Ellison and the Ministry 1615 talking about the mobilized church as we continue on ABQ Connect this afternoon.